All right, at this time, I'd like to invite Vice President Avijit Ghosh to give a financial report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, trustees. My presentation today touches on two subjects. First, the major part of the presentation will focus on the university's risk management and insurance program. And I would then like to also spend a few minutes talking about a year-to-date revenues and expenses. As we all know, University of Illinois has a wide-ranging impact. And that impact is brought through a variety of wide spectrum of activities that we engage in. We're teaching 86,000 students, conducting sponsored research exceeding $700 million, attending to over 500,000 patient visits, running residence halls and other auxiliary facilities, including a major airport. So this wide-ranging activities creates, in its normal course, certain business risks. And managing that business risk prudently is what the risk management office does. And I want to thank their work. And I think that two members of that group are here today, Jill Whittles and Tina Holland. I want to thank them and their colleagues for all the work they do. So how do we manage this? How do we comprehensively manage this, these risks, business risks that arise? We manage it through two main ways, what's known as self-insurance program, as well as purchasing insurance coverage, okay? Self-insurance program are programs where we, the university, essentially acts as the insurance for the program. We act as if we were the insurance company managing it ourselves, okay? So some of these programs mitigate against system-wide risks, while some others are very specific kinds of risks that arise in different parts of the organization, such as our medical professional liability insurance, okay? So we employ a group, or we have, through an RFP, we have contracted with a group of brokers as well as actuaries who help us do this. And brokers are all participate in a BEP program, and they're committed to a 20% BEP participation through that process. So what I wanted to do was to talk a little bit about how these self-insurance programs work and why we use a self-insurance program, and give you a little sense of how it is managed through that program. Okay. So a shelf insurance program is a program which is run by the university to mitigate financial risks. Okay. So as I mentioned, this university operates its own insurance program by establishing reserve funds which pays claims that might come the university needs to pay. In certain cases, we buy excess insurance coverage to protect, provide an additional layer of protection. So if we think of any kind of activity, such as the medical professional, every time we engage in activity, there is a potential exposure of liability. And that's what the actuaries do in trying to calculate those liabilities. And then we collect like a premium to create a reserve fund for those liability. This way it allows us to recognize liabilities when they occur and charge the relevant departments who generate those liabilities for that insurance. So I want to talk a little bit more about our workers' compensation and our medical professional liability to give a further example. So as you know, workers' compensation is a program to provide wage replacement or vocational rehabilitation and medical costs, all of those to people who might be hurt in their course of their work. Okay. So they, again, here the university self-administers its workers' compensation. The program pays for all those costs that we talked about and essentially protects the individual departments to have to be able to bear the cost, which they have not really accounted for or budgeted for. So it's like an insurance program that so that the university can then pay for any workers' compensation-related costs. Okay. Departments are given certain incentives for employees to try to rehabilitate the employee back in their departments. So on an average in the last 5 years, there have been about $8 to $9 million of workers' comp claims of, that have been paid out, or the cost of the workers' comp program, about roughly $8 to $9 billion. And this has to be seen in the context of the fact that we have a payroll which exceeds even $2 billion. So to be able to pay these funds, what we do is to keep keep some reserves, and the reserves are calculated based on actual projections of what our future costs might be for workers' compensation. And each university pays a certain portion of annual premium. The annual premium for the university is about $8 million. When the reserves exceeds our projected liabilities, we then reduce the premium so that we are not keeping excessive reserves. The same principles work for our medical professional liability, okay, where the claims against the, what it protects against, claims against the providers at the UI hospital and clinics, claims against faculty physicians, and it also includes the hospital's general liability. And it's the same way every time, you have to realize that every time we practice medicine, there's some potential future liability that is incurred because there's a statute of limitation. For example, for a minor, you have up to the age of 22 to file a claim. So an action taken today will be generating potential exposures way into the future. So we have to project those liabilities and create a self-insurance fund that is able to pay those. Our experience with the medical professional liability has been quite good in the last 5 years, except for 2016. And as you are probably aware, Cook County is one of the jurisdictions where it has the highest loss claim rates and the highest payout rates, indemnity levels, which is actually twice the national average in Cook County. We have had a generally good experience, and one of the important things to note that the percentage of our malpractice claims made against our physicians that actually result in the payout is less than a third of the peer average. So which has been really thanks to the team that manages it, including the legal counsel's office, the risk management office, and some of the physician leadership who manage these malpractice cases, and we have had a very good experience with that. Again, you can see our projected liabilities. We have a pretty high level of projected liabilities, but we also are keeping reserve funds. And as you can see, our reserve funds now are slightly higher than what the 60th percentile of projected liabilities, but what we do is then amortize that excess and charge lower insurer premiums as we go forward. So the university maintains a $15 million of base self-pay, and then we buy excess coverage. Why do you do it this way? Actually, in Cook County, unless you have a self-insurance program, general insurers do not cover medical professional liabilities. But we then purchase additional coverage in case we have some years catastrophic cases that are an excess number of cases that exceeds 15 million comes to the fore. You can see here our annual premiums for medical insurance has been going down. And because of our good experiences we have had, and also because we are amortizing the excess reserves that we have, so we are charging a lower premium. Okay. Another way to look at this is, you know, there's a lot of concern about the cost of medical liability insurance. One way of looking at it is over the last, since FY13, the cost of our medical premium for our medical insurance compared to our revenue as a percentage has been steadily going down. So we have been, our program has been managing that cost very well, and our physicians and other providers, they are managing the risk profile very well, so our costs are going down from that respect. We use the same concept of self-insurance plus excess coverage for our general liability insurances. In the general liability insurance, we cover ourselves, the board liability and public liability. We have shelf insurance up to a $5 million level, and then excess coverage for $15 million, which we purchase from a commercial insurance. Altogether, you can get a sense of the reserves that we maintain for our different self-insurance program, including the medical liability, workers' comp, board, and public liability. Finally, I want to talk about for just our property insurance, because that's obviously of great concern. We have $14.6 billion of property and contents that are insured by the university, okay? The way we insure it is that, first of all, we have a $100 million of commercial coverage as a base for ourselves, okay? Which has a $500,000 deductible, but then we do a small program ourselves so that no individual department has to pay more than $100,000 in case there is some kind of an event. But then we join a consortium of other universities to buy other excess insurance to cover for any catastrophic kind of events that might happen. So our annual cost of our insurance program is about $42.5 million. I have to apologize, there's a needed correction on this table. The cost of the medical professional liability is not 33.6, but 24.6, okay? But the overall cost is $42.5 million. This includes the cost of our self-insurance program, our commercial coverage, all the expenses, administrative and legal expenses, connected with that. What are some of the challenges we have faced? The challenges we face is, first of all, rising premium rates. What we are seeing is that there's a very small pool of insurers who want to cover large universities because of the wide spectrum of the potential liabilities. Secondly, other insurers are looking, they want to do excess coverage rather than primary coverage. So unless you have a self-insurance, commercial companies don't want to cover you. And they're also looking to exclude high-risk kinds of exposures. So we have a number of challenges, but what we're doing currently is conducting a comprehensive review of all our insurance programs. And based on that, if there are suggested changes, we'll be coming back to the board to inform you of the changes that we make. Okay. Finally, as I noted, we want to focus on our sort of year-to-date revenues and expenses, which is what we try to provide to the board number of times a year. This is our trends from until January 31st, year-to-date January 31st, and it compares fiscal year 19 with fiscal year 18. And you can see our total revenues are running about 2.9% or about $100 million higher than last year. That's where our total revenues are running. We see some very robust increase in research grants. One of the concerns that we had, we did not have a real increase in research grants last year, but we are seeing the trends of real increase in research grant expenses. So that's about, altogether, about $100 million of revenue running higher than last year. On our expense trends, we similarly have about $100 million of higher this year compared to last year in expense trends, but you'll notice that the expense number is a much lower number than the revenue number, which is what you would like to see. So we are very much within the projected budgets and moving forward. Okay. I should note that on the expense side, we do tend to have disproportionately higher levels of expenses near the end of the year, so we have to be careful of that analysis. Finally, cash on hand. Usually this time of the year is our highest peak period for our cash on hand. It starts moving down because we have collected most of the tuition and we will not be collecting tuition much for the next few months. So, but we have a pretty robust cash in hand now, about 227 days worth of cash in hand, which is about where the industry peers would be at this time of the year. So I would be happy to answer any questions.
All right, no questions for Avijit. Thanks, Avijit.
Thank you.